metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence with Prince, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Seth, I've got an echo here. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. So nice to have you with us on this January the 19th, 2009, or if you are on the East Coast or in the Central Time Zone, it is now Inauguration Day, January the 20th. Why doesn't that feel good, saying that? Well, maybe to some folks it does, because their Messiah is going to take office probably in another 12 hours or so, maybe even sooner than that. I don't know what the exact swearing-in time is, and we don't know if it's going to be the Bible or some other religious book. I suppose it doesn't even matter. We're entering a period, and I've been very outspoken about this, and I'm going to continue to be outspoken about the fact that we've got an entire legislative body in Washington, D.C. that is systematically committing treason, and we have a Justice Department that's doing the same thing, although they like to say they don't want to get involved in politics. They seem to think that being illegally in this country and leading the country is not an important issue. It's not an issue of the nation's sovereignty or its dignity, and it certainly has nothing to do with our rights, whatever they might be, whatever label you want to put on them. Under God, we are sovereign beings throughout the universe, and no man has a right to rule over another, murder another, and all the other insane things that they do to people. And yet, this is being celebrated by millions and millions of people as if this is what we've been hoping and waiting for. And it's, I just did an hour and a half, by the way, on RBN with Dr. K, who's been my guest already three times this month, and he'll be on, I think, the last week of the month, probably around the 28th, if I recall correctly. So in another week, he'll be on. And we have been comparing our research, and we come to the same conclusions that everybody involved with the Dunham, Obama, Satoru, whatever name you want to give these people, family, has a connection to the Israeli Mossad, the intelligence agency that is behind the war occurring in Gaza, where we're seeing hundreds and thousands of children and women being slaughtered and burned to a crisp. And, of course, we know who's behind this. This is a plot that's carried itself through two world wars and a war in Vietnam, several wars in Afghanistan, these recurring wars in Palestine. And the world community just sits back and watches in fear, because all the governments of the world have been corrupted by the Israeli government, this phony Jewish Ashkenazi monster that runs the central banks, runs the pharmaceutical companies, is entrenched in the oil companies, in the gems, diamonds and rubies and sapphires and emeralds and pearls. It doesn't matter. Obama's got a stepbrother in China now. It just keeps going on and on and on and on. This guy's got somebody in every country of the world, and he still can't produce a certificate of live birth, and he's going to be sworn in as the president of our country. This is absolute insanity. And millions of people are going to Washington to watch this momentous event, because they think an African-American who cannot prove where he was born, cannot prove who his parents are, is going to be ruling this country, bringing it down, totally down, to its knees, or to its ankles, or to its heels, or the soles of its feet. And I don't mean soul with a U. Oh, and it just never ceases to amaze me. We've got pictures of Obama now in his disco drag outfit, and they photoshopped more recent heads of him on there to make the photos look phony, but they probably did that because they were real photos with Obama's real head on them. That's what my discernment tells me. That's what my research time and again has proven, that these people are nothing but frauds, all of them. All of them, in the Congress as well, in the Senate as well, in the Justice Department, and in the Pentagon. And these are the people running the country. Now, I've been accused of fear-mongering the past few days because I've shared information about a plot to blow up 7 or more American cities. And I don't have to do that. But I figure there are some people out there that would appreciate the message. And I guess I should just, as I've suggested on past shows, devote more time to creating music, to creating beauty, and forget about telling people what's going on, because most people don't want to hear it anyway. They want to believe something, but they don't know what it is they want to believe. Just they want to know that they have somebody that's going to do it for them, because they're too lazy to do it themselves. They're too lazy to take a stand. They're cowering in fear at their own shadow. And so when you talk about cities planned to be nuked, I don't wish that upon anybody. And you all know that I talk about some very dark topics on this show as much as I talk about topics of light and solutions. And I've stressed over the past 2.5 months how we must learn to take responsibility for our own lives. No one's going to do it for you, folks. You know, when you go to the bathroom, you got to have enough brains in your head to realize that you have to go. And you go in and do it. Nobody does it for you. And everything else in life is turning out to be that way. It's going to be a necessity. No one's going to take care of you. Things are changing very rapidly. You've got people telling you you're going to be swept up into a cloud, or you're going to be on a spaceship, and 144,000 people are going to make it out of 7 billion. So are you in the 144,000? That doesn't stretch very far when you compare it to 7 billion people. When are we going to start realizing who we are and become aware of that and realize the purpose for life, why we're here? Why we're anywhere, for that matter? Are we here to be slaves? Are we here to be ruled by a clique of criminals and murderers and pedophiles? That's what we have. That's what we have for a government. It's everywhere. And it's tolerated. It's promoted by the media and in movies and entertainment. It's everywhere. And it's in your kids' schools, and it's in your neighborhoods. And for a lot of you, it's probably in your own homes. And we just look the other way, because if you don't pay attention to it, it'll just disappear. It'll just go away on its own. And as long as I don't look at it, I don't have to pay attention to it, it's not there. But someday you're going to be responsible for it. You're going to be responsible for yourself and the things that you have not done, as well as the things that you have done. And I've stressed on shows, even when you're not doing something, that is doing something. Nothing. It's beyond my comprehension. And some other folks that I've been doing some research with and talking with. And if I sound like my energy is less friendly than what you would like it to be, I'm sorry for that, because I'm overcome by emotion looking at pictures of babies being blown up or burned to a crisp from phosphorus bombs. This is a threat. These babies are threats to Israel. When they grow up to be men seeking revenge, yes. And why would American cities be targeted? Because we're not coming to the aid of the Israeli attack on these children and women? Listen to the insanity that's going on. This is not me doing that. That's what's being reported. These pictures are posted on the internet. You don't hear about this in the mainstream media because it's Jewish controlled. Or wannabe Jews. Because there are real, genuine Jewish people. These people are frauds. They call themselves the elite, the Illuminati. They have all kinds of names for their secret societies that perpetrate evil on the rest of the world. And they have to be secret about it because they don't want to get caught. They don't want us to know. See, we're trapped in this belief. I did an hour and a half show talking about various things, and there were callers. They mean well. But they're trapped in the matrix that we've talked about so much. They're so trapped in the matrix. It's like, well, I heard this, and I heard this, and I heard this. And what have I been saying? I'm not asking anyone to believe me, and I'm certainly not fear-mongering. Mark, who's been emailing me, I hope you're listening to the show. Because I won't say the word that you want me to say doesn't mean that I don't know what's going on. I've got people trying to get me into... bait me into saying that this is a Jewish problem. No, this is the problem of humanity. And reptilian aliens and gray aliens. And throw in a couple of other breeds. That's what's going on here, ultimately. You want to hear the truth, that's what's going on, Mark. Mark, who can't even identify himself with his last name, wants to email me and criticize me for what I don't say that he would say. And I never attack listeners, but this is somebody that can't identify themselves. So I'm going to speak my piece. I have a right to do that on my radio show. It's amazing what's going on. Absolutely incredible what's going on, and I mean that in the darkest sense. But then I guess I shouldn't expect anything else, because we have a mainstream media that has spent many, many years propagandizing and brainwashing people, and they're just pouring it on. They're in overdrive right now, and they're using high octane alcohol instead of gasoline to speed this thing up. You get the occasional, what can I do? What can I do? Question. But in the end, these people do nothing except ask, what can I do? How can I help? And we offer things on this show. All my guests offer things. And I'm not talking about buying products or buying books or buying herbs or supplements that might save your life, actually. Had a couple of people on the show, one tonight, that's going to talk about that. Nope, got to go to my doctor. My doctor will give me drugs. I can numb myself to everything that's going on. And who cares if I get cancer from the drugs? Or who cares if I have a heart attack? Take a medicine for a headache and it gives you diarrhea. And I suppose if you take a medicine for diarrhea, it gives you a headache. There's sort of a connection there, it sounds like. Oh, my God. So, what is this all about? Well, I guess I'm at a crossroads here where I'm going to devote more time to solutions, and I'm not going to waste my time telling people what's on the horizon, what I see on the horizon, and I've been right in many, many instances. Do I know everything? Absolutely not. I do not. And I've never professed to know everything. But if you didn't think there was something worthwhile hearing on this show from night to night, Monday through Friday, you wouldn't be listening. I got a lot of people asking me to do things that they certainly could do themselves. And after a while, you sort of resent it, or you get tired, because you say, well, is what I'm bringing to the table here on this show so worthless that people can't see that they can empower themselves, that they can become empowered, that they are creative individuals created by a God that created the whole universe? They can't seem to grasp that concept. It's hopeless for mankind. It really is. It's even hopeless for those that consider themselves in control, as afraid as they are of us realizing who we are and seizing back our power. They figure they've got it won, because the masses are really dumbed down. They really are. They've done an excellent job dumbing everybody down. They're going to hear these court cases about Barack Obama's citizenship after they swear him in as the 44th president of the United States. That's like making a bank robber the president of the bank before you charge him with any crimes. The guy is a complete fraud. And he's a fraud because it's so simple to produce a piece of paper that shows once and for all who you are and where you're from and where you were born and what date that occurred and who your parents are, and he can't do any of that. That should be an issue with every American citizen. That should be an issue, regardless of the mind control and the neuro-linguistic programming he used on you. That should still be the issue. It doesn't matter who it is. That's the issue. We've got a government that's committing treason on everyone, on you. And you're expected to pay for the mistakes and the fraud that the banks and the corporations have committed while they take your jobs and give them away for nothing in foreign lands and then charge you three or four times what you were paying for goods that were being made here by Americans? And you don't have a problem with that. You don't have a problem with the fact that the government is stealing trillions of dollars, and I've talked about it until I want to puke. And your church leaders are lying to you. And your schools are lying to you. But it doesn't matter. You're happy as long as you can turn on the boob tube and watch The Simpsons or some little sporting event. Or some more propaganda, some more brainwashing, idol worship. Worshipping people whose image appears larger than life because you go see them on a weekend in a movie theater. That makes them important in your life. They don't pay your bills. In fact, you're paying theirs just by buying the ticket. Or buying their paraphernalia that they sell. Can we get people to support a worthwhile cause anywhere in this country? For anything? Oh, we're in sad shape. Think about that, folks. That's my rant for the evening. With that, I'd like to invite tonight's guest, and I'm sorry for making him wait, but I had to get that message out. My good friend, he's a health consultant and an herbalist, a historian and a musician, my good friend Michael Anthony. Michael, welcome to Evident Footprints.
Hey, good morning, Don. Thank you, sir.
Well, you got to hear my rant. Anything connect with you?
Oh, sure, Don. I agree with everything. We have the Supreme Court totally neglecting their prime responsibility of upholding the constitutional law of this republic. That's treason right there, high treason on their part. You have a con man named Obama coming in who's definitely not an American, besides him not coughing up his birth certificate, interestingly, the electoral committee that you have to present it to in order to run for president doesn't even show us what Obama provided them. So we've got to cover up from every angle, Democratic Party, Republican Party, the entire media, the Supreme Court, Congress, Senate. Our government is totally taken over by foreigners, Don, and it's outrageous. And unfortunately, yes, the Americans have fallen asleep and the Trojan horse was installed. And now we're about to, unfortunately, deal with a guy that's going to take us lower than the Clintons and the Bushes combined.
Yeah, well, I see him working in conjunction, actually, to some extent. I mean, it's going to be the crooks. It's like Chris Story says often in the pieces he writes. It's like rats in a sack biting each other. That's what's going to be going on. Only it's going to spread into the populace.
Mm-hmm. Sure, they're all working together, Don, yes, but Obama's whole mission for the globalist is to take our country down way further than it currently is, and we are in a low spot right now as a nation due to the Bush administration, GW, for his last 8 years of being a loser that he is, then the Clintons 8 years before him, and then Papa Bush before the Clintons.
Oh, yeah.
So those last three administrations have destroyed us to the point where we are now. Obama's mission is to finalize it so that a total rebuilding of the North American continent with a Pan-American Union, a merging of Canada, Mexico with the United States, can finally happen if the globalists can pull it off. This is Obama's mission. He's a Rockefeller boy. All the way. The state of Israel, the modern state of Israel, is a Rockefeller, Rothschild playground. They're the ones that created that. That's why we're financing them big time. And so every time you look at the cause of all the sorrow, all of the despair, any kind of evil, you know it's emanating from the international banksters, the international financiers, like the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the men that own everything. They are the source of all evil, Don. And unfortunately, we have just fallen asleep and forgot that evil exists. Too many Americans for the past 40 years, 30 years or more, but for sure the last 30, 40 years, have believed that evil was destroyed and it's no longer a threat. And that's what gave evil the opportunity to really establish itself further and get us into this predicament that we are in now. And the only way out of it, Don, of course, is the Lord himself. We're not going to find any help from anybody except the Lord himself. And if we just ask him for that help, if enough of us continue to do that, miracles will continue to happen. Evil will be continued to be thwarted. Every time it thinks it's going to fully take over, the light comes on and it runs and hides again. And so that's the only way we're going to see positive change. And it's coming, whether or not people ask the Lord for help, because the Lord's only going to tolerate this evil for so much longer. They're not going to be permitted to destroy creation, which is their ultimate plan.
Yeah, I agree with you. In my comments, you know, a lot of my disgust with what's going on in the world is this flippant attitude about the senseless murder of people in other parts of the world. I mean, the Palestinians are documenting what's happening to their people. Our media is lying to us flat out about what's going on and the nature of that war over there, and it's really an invasion. It's not
a
war.
It's a genocide, Don.
Yeah, it is a genocide. Absolutely, you're correct with that. And to see the pictures, to see these pictures, these people are not. This is not tricks with Photoshop.
No.
You know.
Yeah, no. It rips your heart right out to see these kids and women.
I heard a video yesterday. I saw and heard. I say I heard a video because it was a phone call of a Palestinian doctor that works in an Israeli hospital. And, you know, every day he goes to Israel and he saves lives and he treats people with injuries and diseases and that. And then he goes home to his family. And he had a number of children. I don't know how many altogether, but three of his daughters were killed when they launched a bomb on his house.
Wow.
Now, this is a doctor that's in Israel saving lives every day, and they murder three of his children.
Yeah.
And he had the cell phone number of a TV talk show host who happened to be on the air, and he called him up right on the air. This is captured on live TV in Israel. And the guy, knowing him and feeling compassionate for his grief, let him speak. And all the man could say is, "They killed my daughters. God, what have they done to deserve being blown up like this?"
Hmm?
There is nothing this doctor could do to save his own daughters, yet he's saving every day the lives of Israelis. Hmm. And the reward for that is the murder of his children.
The Israelis kill his three daughters.
Yeah. And then as a public relations stunt, they pick him up and take the family to the hospital. But that doesn't bring back his three daughters. Now, this is going on countless times in other families. This is just one documented case. There are images of young parents carrying their dead children in their arms, like you would cradle a baby. Only the difference is the arms and legs are hanging to the side and the head is hanging back, bloodied.
Mm-hmm.
Or in some cases, the skin is completely burned off their bodies. And this
those pictures should be posted everywhere, Don.
Yes, yes, absolutely they should be. And they're being sent around.
Yes, but the mainstream media just isn't making it available to their public, and these pictures should be seen by every American so they realize we're financing this. We're contributing to this, even though you don't think you are, sitting in your home and you got nothing to do with it, but our government is financing that, and they're getting the money from us.
Yeah, and the guy that's being inaugurated in a few hours is an agent for them. No doubt about it.
He's a Rockefeller boy.
No doubt about it. And his family, CIA and Mossad.
I'll make a prediction right now, Don. Obama is going to ruin whatever race relations there are between the blacks and whites, quote-unquote, in this country. He's going to ruin it all. By the time the Americans realize how no good for nothing, crooked and evil this loser is, it's going to shatter a lot of race relations because a lot of people just see it as race only, and that's one of the results we're going to get from this loser, Barry Sotomayor, a.k.a. Hussein Obama.
Don't forget the Muhammad in there.
Thank you.
Put it wherever you want, actually. you know,
don't give me any ideas.
Yeah, I heard this. You know, I guess this has been reported as far back as last March, but this has been really couched in secrecy. Obama's got a stepbrother who's Chinese, according to the African family. They're the source of that information. And Laura Ingraham, I was told, reported something about that on a TV show. I don't know if she's on Fox News or it was some other show. I don't really.
Radio, I think.
But she said she was going to post the picture of this individual. What does it matter what the person looks like? Okay.
Right.
But it's as though they have somebody in every country in the whole world that's related to this guy, right?
Oh, sure, Don. He's such a he's the man for the globe. That's right. He's one of all of us, Don. He is like the Messiah. We're just so lucky to be in his presence. He's just going to save the whole world.
And then I asked the name. I said, well, what's the name? Is it a Chinese name? And I was told it's Ni San Zhou. And then before I concluded the call, I said, and that name again is Ni San Zhou? And I said, Nissan, Ni San Zhou.
It's Japanese.
They named him after a car?
A Japanese car.
Oh, my God. It's just...
It's hilarious, Don.
It's so ridiculous.
You gotta love it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And yet people are swooning over this. This is the point I'm trying to make, folks.
He's got a mom named Stanley and a half-Chinese brother named Nissan Joe.
Yeah. Now, one of my readers, John, sent me some information, and John and I had to go, we had to pull off the gloves for a while because... John was borrowing my research and sort of reworking it as if it were his own, and he swears that he never read any of it. Well, I can't imagine two people on the planet doing the research that I did in the way I did.
Right.
And so I had it out with him, and we worked it out that he'll post my links and just lead people to my work. But he used pictures and captions and quotes, not just from my Obama piece, not from the Three Stooges piece, but even from the Scherf material that I did.
And he was publishing all this under his own name?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then, you know, so I took offense because it disinforms who's ever reading it, okay? It leads someone to, first of all, confuses them to wonder who's written this. If you're seeing this for the first time, And I had it out several times with him, and finally he came to see it my way, and so, you know, we settled our differences. Now, in light of that, he had sent me something. I think Andy Martin, who filed the lawsuit in Hawaii, had found, and some handwriting samples of Stanley Ann Dunham. Stanley Ann called herself Stanley. She didn't call herself Ann. She didn't call herself Stanley Ann. She called herself Stanley.
Did she have a 5 o'clock shadow every day?
I don't know. You mean what?
I can just see her shaving down with the shaving cream on her face with a cigar in her mouth.
Are you implying she might have been taking your beautiful hair formula?
No, I'm implying a girl named Stanley that goes by Stanley herself. That's what she prefers to be called. I can only picture with a 5 o'clock shadow with a lot of shaving cream and a cigar in her mouth.
This is just another farce, you know? I mean, it's stop and think of this. This is the farce that they've given us. Okay?
It's hilarious.
All right? And she signs her name, her capital S, in cursive. The S stands alone. There's nothing fancy about it. It's very simple. And she makes a T, and it loops up to a straight line, comes down in a straight line, and continues on to the A, okay? And she crosses the T with a very straight line. Well, the Indonesian documents, she connects the S to the T, and the T's got a big loop in it before you cross it, okay, like an L. It looks like an L crossed to be a T. And it's obvious that every time she signed her name, when she was at Mercer Island High School, she had a particular way of signing it. And all the documents in the Indonesia, all the birth documents, appear to be forgeries on the basis of how she regularly signed her name. We have more examples of forgery here. Okay?
Of a fraud.
It's fraud. It's a felony. Okay,
that's right.
To present these documents as genuine documents in any manner is a complete fraud.
That's right.
And it's a felony.
The criminals always get away with it. It's just regular people.
So we're witnessing this presidential candidate, soon president-elect, to be inaugurated in a few hours. Commit crimes right before our eyes, and nobody's doing anything about it.
just as blatant as the Bushes were doing it and the Clintons were doing
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
but Bush... right in our face, Don.
Bush goes back to the 1930s, okay, and when he forged his first birth certificate to get in the Navy under the age of 18.
Mm-hmm.
And his criminal act in the Pacific Ocean where he intentionally crashed a plane so the Germans could get it.
That's right.
Okay, and countless other acts, but... You know, the CIA, the assassination of Kennedy. He was involved in that as well.
How about all the banking scandals?
And Junior. And JFK Jr. too.
Sure. Yes, it looks that way for sure. But also, well, the banking scandals that are clear provocations and yet unscathed. They get their hands slapped. If it was me or you... Just getting a speeding ticket, they throw the book at you today.
They're not even getting their hand slapped, though, Michael. That's the point I'm making.
Well, yes. With the BCI scandal of the 80s with Bush, right, his son Neil, where they ripped off like...
$150 billion.
And they got their hand slapped and told they had to pay back $50 million by the Congress. That's just a little hand slap.
Yeah.
So they do get their hand slapped, but that's it. It's just incredible. And, yes, the media covers it all up. The media is entirely, strictly whores for the establishment to cover up their tracks, to keep us divided, to keep us dumbed down so we don't really know what's going on. And that's what they do. And that's why they can't be trusted or relied on. Don't pay any attention to them. Never watch them. You're only going to be cooperating with their mind control programs of brainwashing you and keeping you in the dark.
You know, when I hear these remarks, you know, I can be driving with the radio on and you hear Barack Obama say, Americans have to be ready to sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Have to be ready to sacrifice. What?
Sacrifice what?
I'm trying to figure out what the change is going to be.
You got it. What's he talking about?
You know. On Rick Adams' show, actually, Dr. K hosted the show for him tonight. I first asked him for a barf bag. That was the first thing out of my mouth. He'd quoted how Kissinger and Powell and these guys are predicting, you know, these catastrophic events, and many people have to die to rally the American people. And I said, let's start with the politicians, and I asked them for a barf bag.
That's right. And also hip waders, because the way they fling that BS today, you need chest waders all the way up to the chest to protect you. It's getting so deep with their BS.
Yeah.
But yeah, Don, we have to prepare for sacrifice. You never see none of those losers sacrificing anything. They're making millions of dollars a year. They hoard it amongst themselves. You don't see any effort to show that they really care about something and sacrifice their wealth to help something else out. You never see that from these clowns, these traitors and domestic enemies of our country. But they're coming after us. They want to totally not tear us down to the point where we're starving and totally broke so they can restructure us into their new world order with a United Nations saving the world as the big government that's just looking out for all of us, and the pharmaceuticals just for medicine, no natural, nothing from nature, strictly synthetic drugs and synthetic foods and genetically modified foods. That's the future they have planned for us.
Yeah, and, you know, they're still coming out with new drugs every day. There's more of them. But they, you know, they're pushing at night. They're pushing penile stimulants, if you want to call them that. penile growth hormones.
Yep.
And then they've got this thing for the women now. I don't know if we've talked about this on a past show, but it bears mentioning, because with all these issues going on in the world, and I've been talking about these false flag events too. I've been on a couple of shows now on other networks as well as on this show. We've talked about it three nights last week, and it's going to come up right now that they have, there's been chatter overheard overheard chatter. This is not fear-mongering. This was picked up that two NSA agents and two Mossad agents were talking about seven cities that are going to be nuked in this country. So it fits what Kissinger and Biden and Powell and all these are saying, okay? I'm not the one saying this originally. They're saying it, okay?
That's right, Don.
And we're picking up information that this chatter is going on, and I've had various people verify it from different sources, that they've heard the same thing.
We know that they have intentions of that nature on us. They are the enemy. They are communists and fascists, and they hate us. They hate us because we are the blessed country on the planet in modern times, and there's no disputing that. And that's due to our Christian heritage. However faulty it may be, nonetheless, that's why we became the United States and we were blessed the way we were. And they hate us for that.
Well, let's not discount the rest of the people in the world that are peaceful, loving, creative, harmonious people that just want to live a decent life. You know, it doesn't really matter where you're from or what religion you practice. In the end, because we're all one.
Yes, Don, no question about it. As individuals, we're all the same for the most part as far as desires and drives. We're either good or we're evil, with good drives or evil intentions. But as countries go, this is the country they've been focused on for the last 100 years
down. I don't doubt that, and I've stated why, too. I agree with you there.
We are the only threat to the New World Order. We're the only country that has ever experienced any form of individual liberties to the extent that we've enjoyed. And that's why they've got their sights on us and are diligent with their agenda to totally subdue us. And the Americans have neglected and shirked their responsibility at the individual level. And because of that, they were able to get this far with us. But they got our backs in a corner soon, Don. There's no avoiding it now. They're going to push us right into a corner, and they're coming after our property. Make no mistake, they're also going to make it so difficult to try to retain property ownership, because the commies can't allow private property. It's no way tolerable in a communist government system, because you have to be a slave. If you have property, you are not a slave. And so that's what they're coming after. And they're going to get our backs in a corner. It's coming within the next 4 years. It's going to be obvious to everybody. Your back's in a corner. And then what are you going to do? You're either going to lay down and let them roll right over you, or you're not. And that's where we're coming to now. There's really no other options in play. And so I just keep telling everybody that I discuss this with that you have to just develop that spiritual nature if it's not there yet. Get close to the Lord, because the Lord will take care of his own every single time. Even though there may be mayhem all around you, you will be fine if you're close enough to the Lord. Yeah. And the Lord wants us to remain here to serve him. If the Lord wants us to join him again on the other side, that's even better. But as far as having a nice place to be that's peaceful and you still have your individual freedoms, but the rest of the people that are close to the Lord that the Lord intends on staying here will be doing fairly well when everything else is falling apart.
Yeah.
And that's the only real solution for all of us. And then, as we develop our spiritual nature, we'll learn from the Lord how important it is to take care of our health, because it's impossible to have power at the individual level if you don't have optimum health. And so then we all have to acquire that individual responsibility to maintain our own health, our own well-being. And as we do that, son of a gun, it's amazing how much is connected to that. Because then you're going to realize that requires good quality food. You can't buy that in the store too often, especially in the future, what they plan for. You have to grow it yourself or get it from somebody nearby that's growing it. And you have to learn how to prepare it yourself for winter storage and things like that. This all creates productivity, which will bring about again a whole new economy at the local level. And these communists don't want that. These globalists don't want that. They can't allow local economies. It's always global, global. We're relying on this country and them over there. That's how they want it, so they can subdue us.
Yeah.
And that's how we can break away from it, by assuming this individual responsibility for our health. If we focus on that, everything else will become, will come together for us as we realize that food is everything, production of food is everything, and the economy around food production, good quality food production, spurs on everything. Energy production, all kinds of other technologies, competition, good quality, healthy competition sets in as ideas compete with each other for who's got the best solution to resolve a problem, to make a process simpler, safer, and cheaper. And that's the American ingenuity that made this country great. We've fallen asleep, we've shirked that responsibility, and they snatched it away from us and now want us to be relying on foreigners. But that will just force us eventually to start all over again at the local level, being self-reliant. And if we get that going, we'll break away from this globalism. They won't be able to control us, because at the local level, that's where freedom and wealth start, with local economies and self-reliance and productivity for your own needs.
Yeah, well, as you know, Michael, we've talked about those issues on this show before, you know, with some of the other guests. Carl Pearson comes to mind, you know, that we're promoting, you know, that concept on a local level.
Absolutely.
So
it's the key to everything to save this country.
Mm-hmm. Now, imagine for a moment here, the average Joe out there, and I say the average Joe because
it's not Nissan Joe, right?
It's not Nissan Joe. No, we're talking about Joe Sixpack here, okay? Waking up one day and seeing all of this that we're talking about, and I'm not trying to sound prophetic here, the writing is on the wall. We see this happening, but so few are paying attention to what's really happening. They're not involved in their community. They're not involved in, really, many of them, with their family.
Right.
And then if you just stop and you know, this is going to sound very judgmental in a way, because nobody wants anybody else telling them what to do. And that's not what I'm doing. I'm not trying to tell people what to do. I'm not asking people to believe anything. We're not asking that. We're observing what's going on, and in a sense, we're reporting what we're seeing, or we're discerning what we're seeing. And we spend a lot of time doing this in the nature of our work. You, if you're consulting someone about their health, the first thing you're going to do is find out what their problem is before you're going to recommend some solutions for them. That's the natural way to do it.
That's correct.
If I'm researching a topic, it's because there's something to be learned from that. There's something to be brought into our consciousness, or there's something that we can apply our insight to. We have
it's
a response.
Truth, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. We have a responsibility to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now, everybody is, or I say everybody, I mean the average Joe, let's go back to Joe Sixpack, is waiting for someone else to make the first move, knowing somewhere in his essence, and Joe could be J-O, it could be that female Joe, okay? Both Joes are waiting for somebody to make the first move. Because they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
They can't imagine that the things that we're talking about could possibly be true, and we're not asking anyone to believe us. And if you're listening to this show and you haven't done any research, my question is why? Why haven't you? Or why not? We keep getting the same questions asked over and over from the same people. You notice that, Michael?
Well, sure, Don. And everyone, all they got to do is some simple exercises on their own. Go to your local board meeting for your town. Check out what they're talking about. And you'll see they're all doing the same thing, and that is enforcing a global UN Agenda 21 into your local community. And you'll see it and verify it, and there you know that everything you've been saying, Don, and myself and everybody else covering this, is right on the money, because it's in our face. They tell us what they're going to do. It's all in their publications, and you can see it being implemented right before your eyes. You just have to open them and look, and open your ears and listen, and you'll see it. You can't deny it.
Yeah, but you have the people that just say, well, you know, I don't want to get involved. And I suppose, you know, that's their privilege, right?
Yes, it is.
That's their choice to do that.
That's correct.
So who are we talking to? We're talking to those that are listening because they want to learn. They have this desire to learn. Something in them is telling them that that they have to get off their rear end and do something. Now, I hear from people who are out looking for land. They're mm-hmm. looking for a place that it will That's support right. growing food and a place where they can invite people so that mm-hmm. they can create a new kind of community and something outside the box. And that's probably what we should all be spending our time doing.
No question about it. It is the most fundamental. We're going to be reduced right down to fundamentals, and that's survival, and that means food and shelter. And so that's right. Land, anybody contemplating purchasing land is a thinker. However, I would just say wait a little while longer if you can. Unless you got money, and if the property goes down another $100,000 after you buy it or more,
mm-hmm.
it won't hurt you. You can afford to lose that, then fine. But for everybody else that wants to get that land, but they don't, money's tight. If you wait another year, maybe two, if you can really hang out two more years, you'll get great buys everywhere.
Yeah. Now, but, I know people.
Huge.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, I know people who are thinking about building a community that heals. Okay, what
mm-hmm.
heals us from what? From our diseases or from our thinking processes? I think we have to stop thinking, and we have to start doing. We have to start taking action. When these people, with all the chaos that's going on right now, and it's not affecting those that aren't paying attention, you understand, they're not seeing what's happening to their government. They're not seeing what's happening in a few hours, what's about to transpire.
They are the ones that will be waking up last when it's totally too late.
Oh, and they will be behind, and they're going to have their hands out to their sides, palms up, shaking their head from one side to the other, saying, "What happened?"
They'll be suffering the consequences of their ignorance, Don.
Yeah,
there's no avoiding that. However, there's plenty of Americans out there, like in your audience, that are astute and looking for good ideas to help them figure out a way in their personal lives to succeed when everything else is failing. And that's what's great about your show and all your guests, because you're offering insight on the only methods available in order to make that happen. And property is the key to it all, and that's why they're coming after us that own property. And you want to buy a lot of land to set up something that's going to benefit many people, and that's great. It's noble, it's honorable, and it's worthy of the blessings of the Lord. However, these communists are doing everything to prevent us from owning that property. They're going to try to make it so you can't grow anything, let alone raise livestock for those people that still eat animals and stuff, and they feel that's their necessity. They're going to make it, they want you to chip them and tag them, all that kind of stuff, so that it's really not even worth your while. You can't even afford to have the animals.
Uh-huh.
And then for everybody else that just wants to grow agriculturally, they are going to try to ban growing all kinds of stuff if they can pull it off. They're getting closer with this Codex Alimentarius. So we can expect nothing but troubles from our government, the traitors in our government, to own to all property owners, and be ready for that, because they're going to get our backs up against the wall, and it's just a matter of time before we say, look, this is my property. This is the United States. I'm not accepting your behavior. You're a crook. You're an enemy to my country, and you're a threat. And if the law enforcement is siding with them, you have to say the same thing to the law enforcement. I just hope and pray that the military wake up in time and join us and realize.
And our police, our police departments and our sheriff's departments. And
there's some good ones, and there's plenty that have been taken over, especially here in the Northeast, which is so liberal. And even though there's a lot of good conservatives everywhere around here, but generally in the Northeast, it's total liberal country. As you get closer and closer to the big urban centers, that's where that liberalism, that communism really established itself. But yes, once in a while I hear some good reports of a sheriff in Wyoming in one particular county told the Fed agents from the IRS, hit the road, get lost. You're harassing these citizens here. You have no legal authority here. I will arrest you. That sheriff should be governor of that state, and he should be hiring, making sure they're hiring plenty more sheriffs in all the counties in that state that were just like him. And then I want to see that spread to all the other states, God willing, here in the Northeast as well.
Well, you have that problem, in pockets around the country. In every state, you have that problem. Some places, it's very dark. It's not just a question of, are they following the law? You have these satanic rituals being performed by those individuals themselves.
Sure. That's how they operate, Don. They infiltrate everything so they can advance their agenda and protect all their interests if they get exposed somehow. Well, if they got the judge in their pocket or if they got the sheriff in their pocket, well, that exposure will get quickly shut down so people don't understand what happened, and it'll quietly go away. Mm-hmm. And that's how they operate, and it's very common. Corruption is dominant in our country. And when you have severe corruption in a body, the body's going to die. It's sick, and it's going to die if it's not treated correctly. And this is where we are as a nation. Severe corruption, extensive everywhere. Waiting for the doctors to come in to operate. The owners of the body say there's no operation necessary. There's really no corruption. But those owners are frauds.
Yeah.
And we know there's plenty of corruption, and we have to operate quick to save the body.
Yeah. I'm going to read this guy's email here. And my listening audience has a good track of what I've talked about on this show. And I've talked about things, and I've stressed there's a difference between saying, they're going to do this, and they're going to do that, and buy my DVDs, and, buy my CDs, and pass them around to your friends. This is coming, folks. I don't fearmonger like that. And this issue that I brought up about this chatter that was heard between two NSA agents and two Israeli Mossad agents here in this country, mind you. This is somebody, the NSA is supposed to be our national security agency, concerned about the safety of our nation, okay? So think about this. They're discussing the planned nuclear attack of cities in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Should I share that information, or should I keep it to myself?
Don, all information like this should be out there, and let the chips fall where they may. When you're presenting this information, you're not saying it's a definite. You're just saying this is the chatter.
It's better to be prepared. Yeah.
Got it?
And understand.
I'm for anybody, Don, that's trying to get the truth out, whatever their technique may be. People need the truth quickly now. Very quickly, they need to wake up fast. So I'm all for any kind of bombardment of the truth to the public at large. Whatever it's going to take to stimulate them, to snap them out of their illusionary dreaming world that they're trapped in still, thinking everything's going to be okay somehow. And so I'm all for that. The truth has to get out there. And the way it's discussed right now on your show, there's no fear intended. It's all about awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Just being aware, hey people, Evil is camping all around us. Don't drop your guard. Don't get too relaxed. They're trying to make you think everything's cool, everything's going to be okay. That's when you got to keep your edges very sharp and you're ready for action, because that's how the enemy operates. If they can put you to sleep so they can march right in over you while you're sleeping,
yeah,
that's the best way to take over any country.
Okay, I'm going to read this email because I want you and my listening audience to hear this, okay? Hi, Don. This is just a reflex action email, okay? So this is spontaneous.
It's off the cuff.
Based on your comment about Dr. Ott and fear-mongering on your statement on RBN, Rick Adams, he's referring to the Rick Adams show with Dr. K. I find it interesting that after you pointing out the nuke sites, and he misspells nuke, by the way, for seven cities, listen to Greg Evenson also. He's referring to a show last Saturday afternoon that you cannot even point the finger at yourself for fear-mongering. Now, it was very explicit. First statement, I'm not fear-mongering. I'm reporting something that came to me from a very high level. Very credible source. Okay? That's it. Right there.
And it's news that will cause fear. And that's the nature of it.
Yeah.
And no getting around that. But it's all about awareness. It's just presenting information for awareness. And that's how it is.
This is an individual that can't even give me their full name, you see? So you want to talk about fear?
Okay. That's okay, Don. Let's hope the individual is just sorting through things, and he's still trying to come to terms with everything. He's just waking up. He's in the process of early stages of waking up. This may be his background, and that's okay. As long as he's one of us that wants to live by the truth, whatever it is, wherever it leads you, you follow it. And also, you believe in the Constitutional Republic of the United States and the individual freedoms, and that it's worth living and dying for, then he's one of us, and that's okay. He just needs to get his concepts together, to organize everything so that he has a proper understanding and awareness of where we are today and can assimilate it all in a nice, natural way so that he still feels peaceful and not stressed, because this information can tear you apart.
Yeah, now I'm gonna read one other part here, okay? I'm skipping over the less meaningful parts because he's just getting into his own opinion as to whether a bird flu pandemic or swine flu or some biological weapon, which I also talked about on the show as much as I did about the nuke issue, was brought up. And I referred to Dr. Atru Ott in an article posted on Ken Adachi's website. And he's got to point out his website is really the one that's being referenced here. It should be referenced. And then he goes on to say, P.S., it is clear to me that you refrain from mentioning the Jewish ... connections. What's the ... there? I am on the side of Michael Collins Piper, Mark Glenn, Dr. K, and many others who realize that this is a Jewish problem. Well, I'm working with Dr. K. I'm co-writing some books with Dr. K. So I know Dr. K pretty well. And this individual is lumping Dr. K with a bunch of people that refuse to use the word Nazi or Ashkenazi, okay, or Zionist. These are Zionists. These are not Jews, okay? Jews are people that practice the Hebrew faith.
Well,
Zionists are a totally different...
I won't say that they're not Jews, Don. I won't say that. However...
No, they're wannabe. They're wannabe Jews.
Well,
how
maybe,
I see
maybe
them.
Not. Maybe, maybe not. I mean, there's no getting around the fact that there's evil everywhere, whether it's in the tribe of Judah or the tribe of Dan or in the Romans or in the Greeks or the Spanish or the Indians of the Orient or the Chinese. There's evil everywhere. And there's plenty of evil that promulgated itself in the old Jewish world 2,000, 3,000 years ago.
Yeah.
And so So whoever these guys are now that are these globalists, they are Zionists for sure, where they feel that they are superior to all of us. I mean, literally, superior. Where we are just like an animal in their eyes. We aren't worthy to be in their presence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of mentality we're dealing with. We these Zionists today.
Yes. Now he references, let me say this, Michael, in our closing moments here. He references Stephen King, the horror.
Yeah, what's he got to do with any of this?
Yeah, he's referencing Stephen King.
In what way?
It is time to take a stand. Stephen King.
Okay. Well, that's done.
That's a fear-monger there. That's a Hollywood script writer of horror pictures.
Yes, yes. And he's definitely all fear all the time. And so, you know, you pointed out this guy's contradictions in what he's trying to say to you and infer to you. And let's just give him the benefit of the doubt, though, that he's just sorting through everything, trying to assimilate all the information he's being bombarded with. And again, hopefully he's one of us.
Let me tell you something. What I notice last week, I mentioned that, and this is the guy that's saying that I never say that this is a Jewish problem. Mm-hmm. I identified Barack Obama as an Israeli Mossad agent. Okay,
right.
And I'm saying this on this network.
Sure. Sure.
Okay. Where there are a lot of people praising him, okay?
Sure, Don.
I'm taking a very courageous stand, and it's a very lonely stand, but I'm taking it.
Don, you've covered everything, all the details. You've exposed it all for the what it is and how it's appearing. And either the guy just doesn't grasp it all yet, or he's an infiltrator.
No, I'm making another. I'm making a totally different point now. I'm away from this guy now.
Okay.
Okay. We only know him as Mark. He didn't have the courage to use his full name. So I'm supposed to trust that Mark, maybe he's Saint Mark, right? So I'm talking with Dr. K, and I said, my conclusion is that he's an Israeli Mossad agent. And mm-hmm. Dr. K agreed.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, I get a call from Dr. K telling me that he happened to turn on the TV and hear Barbara Walters on The View bring out this information that Barack Obama is half Jewish. Now, we've heard African, we've heard English, we've heard Indonesian, now we're hearing there's some Chinese there.
Mm-hmm.
and no one has said anything about Jewish until I brought it up. But here is someone criticizing me, and I'm just making the point here. I'm not being defensive in this. I'm pointing out how people hear what they want to hear, or they want to put words in other people's mouth. They want to cause other people to say things that are not necessary. If you know what the Mossad is, or you know what an Israeli Mossad agent is, Mark, then you know I've identified a quote-unquote Jew. I mean, that's quite simple, if that's what he wants to hear. But
sure, Don.
Don,
don't get too bogged down. I mean, you've got all kinds of listeners. They're either, some of them could be plants to disrupt.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
And that's what they do.
I know that. I go through that every day, Michael. Trust me.
Sure. And so, you've covered it all perfectly well, Don. You've exposed everything. You didn't leave any stone unturned. Nobody can knock you for anything. So this guy's either a rookie trying to figure everything out, or he's a plant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just trying to get under in your skin.
Yeah. Now, see, well, he's not getting under my skin.
Not letting him, but that's what he's trying to do.
The reason I'm bringing this out, this is what I'm talking to the listening audience about, is discernment. Because this guy, a person like this, let's say they're planning both the bird flu and nukes, okay? This information may sound like fear-mongering, and then I get a call from Dr. K yesterday, and he says, do you know what I found? They released putting a book away talking about how Al-Qaeda has plans to nuke 7 U.S. cities.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know, and I've said this, that CIA created the fiction Al-Qaeda, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It means
Al-Qaeda.
The,
mm-hmm.
It means the base, okay? It's a fictional name that they create to create a boogeyman.
Sure.
Okay? And it goes in conjunction with the Project for New American Century document, Rebuilding America's Defenses, which was right before 9/11. They launched 9/11 on us. And there were Israelis involved in that, as well as our government, because they're very blackmailable. You see, I explained why this is going on. I didn't just say it's going to happen. In fact, I didn't say it is going to happen. The chatter was picked up. Now, do you people out there in the listening audience want to know if something's planned, or you just want to deal with it when it happens? Because you can't even deal right now with the fact that we have a foreigner about to be sworn in as our president.
And with respect to their agenda, it's manifold. These guys are operating at all kinds of levels. Yes, the bird flu is another one of their attempts to get us under their control through disease. Now, I've heard this Dr. Rott 2 months ago, roughly, mm-hmm. and he did make a prediction that they're going to expose Obama before he gets inaugurated to cause turmoil and havoc politically,
mm-hmm.
and then, simultaneously, they're already getting the bird flu going. Now, obviously, that prediction isn't accurate, but nonetheless, the bird flu's still on the plate for them because they've been hyping it for quite a while, and like we discussed on your last show, they always hype in advance what they plan on doing to us. Then it gets quiet for a while on that particular agenda, and next thing you know, 9/11, or next thing you know, outbreak of this mysterious disease. I have a copy of IBM upper management in Europe, only for upper management, and I'm talking at least third or fourth level and higher. Might be fourth or fifth, I don't recall. The plans when the bird flu strikes and what they have to do to quarantine all the employees on the property. They won't be allowed to go home. It'll come in 12-week cycles in three waves. Now, how do you know that? If it's from nature and it's never happened before, how can you predict that? Obviously, it's all man-made.
It's created in a lab, of course.
Yes.
And they're part of it.
And so this is so it's legit. You see, the bird flu is on their plate for one of their attempts to subdue us with disease. And I also have locally, a friend of mine gave it to me. The county government here sent his mom a little note regarding the bird flu pandemic. Now, this is going back a year ago. And I said, wow. How many of these did they send out? I didn't get one. I don't know anybody. I think I came across one other person that said they seen it in the mail, too. Now, why did it come out like that so sparsely? Maybe accidentally, prematurely got released. But nonetheless, I have a copy of that, too, telling us that there's going to be a pandemic and what the county strategy is to handle it.
Yeah.
So it's all real, Don. But everybody's trying to figure out how they're going to pull it off. This Dr. Rott, you know, he missed that one, but I can't say that the guy's, you know,
I don't think he missed it at all. I think his warning had an impact on it, just like we escaped an attack on Friday.
Okay. It
was stressed to me very strongly that this was planned to go down on Friday.
Okay.
And so I came out by Wednesday. And I talked about it Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday afternoon. And again tonight before I came on this show. Now,
and so you're saying that's the same thing with Dr. Rott, that he was really he was pretty probably accurate in his warning and therefore helped.
Of course. Yes, of course he was correct. Yes.
Okay, good.
There's a lot of research behind this. This is not something that's just coming out of thin air.
Good, because from what I heard of Dr. Rott, I think he's on the money. And he's worth paying a lot of attention to when he's speaking.
Now, the CIA came out with the book, and I say the CIA because I'm discerning that it's the CIA. They created Al-Qaeda, and they got a writer to write a book about Al-Qaeda's going to strike seven cities. Mm-hmm. And they got three of the cities that I named, and they named New York, Miami, and Los Angeles. The other cities they threw in there were Washington, D.C., and Houston, and Detroit. So they were naming the secondary cities. All right?
Yes.
So, but they came out with this, and they're giving the book away for free.
Mm-hmm.
This guy wrote a book, and he decided to give it away for free?
That tells you a lot right there.
And this came out right after I made this announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Right after, okay? Now,
that's why.
Let me read something to you here. Because we were just talking about Dr. Ock. This is Mark again. A bioweapon is much more useful to them because they can eliminate a target population. And then he's citing the 1918 flu, the 18 to 40-year-old population. Dr. Ott's supposition is the bird flu is just like just the 1918 flu repackaged. That flu was known as the swine flu. And they injected soldiers that went over to Spain. That's how that disease spread.
They injected them going into World War I, if I recall correctly.
Yes, yes, okay. And they sent them to Spain, and that's what spread. But that was the swine flu. That wasn't the bird flu. Now he's saying it's the bird flu repackaged. That's not true. The bird flu and swine flu were two totally different kinds of flu.
Well, it could be, yes, Don. It's all genetic, it's all laboratory biological activity.
Let me, Michael, complete this statement here, okay, before we go into discussion. He says, Don, why blow up an infrastructure with a nuke, again misspelled, when you can utilize something more valuable to them? Now, a pandemic takes time to spread, right? Who are they going to blame the pandemic on?
Right.
Are they gonna declare war on the birds?
Could be Al-Qaeda, Don.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point I'm making, is that this information was not about Al-Qaeda striking us with the bird flu. It was about nukes. And these people, or do we blame it on the people that manufacture the chips? Do we blame the nuke attack on those people? Do you get my meaning here?
Yes,
okay.
And also, Mark might not be aware of the fact that they have something called a neutron bomb that only destroys protoplasm.
Yeah.
Okay? It doesn't destroy, like, buildings.
It won't even destroy your clothes.
It doesn't even destroy, just protoplasm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so his argument is replete with holes here, you see.
Well, yeah, and so, you know, he's either still a novice trying to piece it all together, or he's a disruptor trying to disrupt things. And but either way, hopefully he's we'll give him the benefit of doubt, and he's just a novice trying to piece it all together, try to come to some understanding on his own of all of this information. It's very overwhelming, no question about it. I feel sorry for anybody coming up to speed so late in the game.
Michael,
just going to be traumatic.
I sat on the information for 24 hours and I said, okay, do I bear this weight on my shoulders, or do I at least disseminate the information to the public and let the public deal with it? Because you're going to have people that are ignoring it. You still got people watching The Simpsons and South Park and Andy of Mayberry reruns on TV Land. So and those people will always do that, regardless of what happens.
They're the people that want to stick their heads in the ground and pretend nothing's going on around them. But everybody else, when this information comes out, and it's overwhelming information, it's just the ultimate scary information you could want to hear.
Well, did that on 9/11, though.
You have to realize, Oklahoma City bombing. Prior to that, it would never happen in our country. It's impossible. We're too well protected. Our law enforcement, we got the sharpest FBI, CIA. How's that going to happen? And it happens. Then,
hey, what about Waco? They went into Waco and burned a church down and bombed the church and shot up the people in
mm-hmm,
there.
Sure. and got away with bloody murder with Janet Butch Reno at the helm of that one for the Commie Clintons.
Yeah.
But then you have, before 9/11, Don, you have a bombing of the World Trade Center, did minor damage, because all in all, we were lucky, and it didn't work out for him to take the building down to do serious damage. Governor Cuomo was our governor at the time, and nonetheless, that was never supposed to ever happen, not in our country. And then the grand 9/11 event, that should have never, you know, that kind of stuff, Mike, 10 years ago, or let's say 20 years ago, that'll never happen in my country, Mike. We're too sharp. We got the best defense in the world. And yeah. Yet, it happened. So, don't think this current information, don't take it too lightly. The enemy is here. They hate us. And they'll do anything they can to destroy us, whether it's through warfare, starvation, or disease. Those are the three tactics they will employ to the fullest.
Mm-hmm. Now, last week, when you were so gracious to allow Dr. K to come on, I think it was Thursday, wasn't it? You were on.
Yes, sir, Dan, I believe it was.
And you guys were both, I say you guys, because you're both my pals, you were both sharing valuable information on how we can protect ourselves. If mm-hmm. you survive, if there's an event, I'm not saying there is going to be an event, but it was serious enough to bring the warning out. If it happens, I'm going to be a saint. And I'm not asking to be a saint. You know, I'm speaking figuratively, not literally. There are people that are going to say, oh, Don Nikoloff was right. I'm only asking people to pay attention and watch, because you might see something. You yourself, you may be in a place to bring it to someone's attention and stop it. I'm not saying anyone has to do that. I'm not asking anyone to do that. But you might just be in a place to stop something from happening that will save millions of lives. If mm-hmm. you had to make that decision yourself, how would you handle it? I ask the listening audience that question. How would you handle it? And if it did happen, how would you handle knowing that saying something about it might have saved some lives?
That's right, Don. It's our responsibility to constantly talk about the truth so that everybody has access to it. With that, awareness is generated, and then we can take control over our destiny and not allow outside forces to manipulate us the way they are doing now.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the event that that happens, yeah, I want to talk about some solutions here quickly before we have to get off the air. Dr. K had mentioned the oregano, which is a very highly concentrated form of oregano oil.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got he also mentioned oil of cumin, which is also very strong. And these are things that will protect your immune system and your thyroid so that you don't suffer the effects of radiation poisoning. We're not saying start taking it, although it wouldn't hurt you anyway. These things build up your immune system. Now, Michael also brought up chlorophyll. Michael also has some wonderful herbs that will build up your immune system. The same way. You may yeah. have to take some of these other supplements. We're not saying that Dr. K's supplements or Michael's supplements or anyone else's supplements are the cure-all for all the potential things that you can face. But if there's going to be a bird flu pandemic or a swine flu pandemic, it's mm-hmm. going to affect those with weakened immune systems first.
Sure.
Without a doubt, it doesn't matter how well you think you're eating, if there's not a surplus of some of these substances in your system, your immune system can break down very quickly.
Well,
right? Am I right in saying that?
Pretty much, Don, but it is very dependent on what you're eating. If you're eating really, if you're living on God's diet, treating the body like a temple, and keeping it real clean on the inside, you will not be vulnerable to infections, period. I'm living proof of that. because even though I have my infection killer, which will wipe out any infection known to man on people and animals, its field track record is impeccable. And on every situation with any kind of infection, people and animals, yet I don't need it.
And so is your rapid heal very effective,
yes,
too.
Thank you. Thank you. But see, you my know. Point is, though, I don't need my infection killer because I don't get infections. Because I'm on God's diet, and I treat my body like a temple, and I keep it very clean. And so I'm not vulnerable to infections, but I am vulnerable to getting injured. And sure, the rapid heal, there's nothing like it, Don. I know it sounds like I'm bragging, and I appreciate you allowing me to promote my products, Don. But honestly, I'm not the kind of likes to brag because it's not good. So I'm not bragging. I'm just telling the truth. My formulas are unbelievable, and I'm very lucky to have them. Just recently, again, a local lady with a shoulder killing her for a year couldn't even move her arm without just breaking out in tears. And after she heard about me quite a few times, but she sent her son to me first, who had a bad liver, a young guy with a bad history of abuse. So we got a bad liver, and they wanted to do some chemo, and also he has an infection. So I set him up with infection killer and my system toner, which is another great formula. It works on the entire body, protecting it head to toe. And within days, the pain was going away and he was feeling better. So by the time he came back and got the fourth round of infection killer and system toner, he was smiling. He's pretty much 100%. He said virtually no pain at all. Once in a while, he just gets a little sensation and that was it. It doesn't last long and it's gone. And I said, then this last round should be it. He won't need it again. So, but within the first week of using my infection killer and system toner, his mom found out, yeah, I'm doing pretty good, because the word was that I'm known as a miracle worker around here, and she couldn't believe it, so she sent her son first. So she hears from her son, yeah, I'm already feeling better. So she comes to me, one bottle of Rapid Heal within a week. She comes back to get another bottle with her husband, and he says, I got to meet you. This is unbelievable. I mean, my wife can move her arm around, and she couldn't even budge it without crying. Now she's moving it all around, and so the Rapid Heal's great. In fact, Don, I got a call from Kathy in Michigan. I believe she heard about me from your show. Might have been Charlie's show. And she had a bad ripped tendon. They wanted to operate. Torn tendon in her hand. She called me just recently and said, yeah, Michael, that Rapid Heal's great. The two bottles, I'm doing much better, but I need more, so she ordered more. But she said, those two bottles, it's just incredible how much improvement there was on her hand. And so the herbs are the key to everything. I'm just a very fortunate guy, and I know how to formulate them in a very perfect way with just incredible results, and I'm just lucky. Yeah. And they do perform like that all the time. But herbs are the key to protection and the diet, keeping the body very clean. But when it comes to serious exposures of like radiation, chlorophyll is the answer. Eat sprouts, my system toner, my Rapid Heal, infection killer. All of them will protect the body from radiations because they're all rich in chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is identical to our blood, except that in the hemoglobin of our blood, the central atom is iron, and in chlorophyll it's magnesium. Otherwise, the molecular structure is identical.
Mm-hmm.
We are kin to the plant kingdom. They are literally our brothers.
Yeah.
Just like the Lord taught.
And that's what makes plants green is chlorophyll, too. So.
Yes. And what is chlorophyll? It's sunlight.
Yeah.
It's a particular frequency of sunlight that the plants manifest, and it's what keeps our bodies very healthy. And also, let me just remind everybody of spiritual protection. Just by being close to the Lord alone, he'll protect you.
Mm-hmm.
I always recall the story in Hiroshima when they dropped the bomb there. There was a church in the center of the blast, totally unscathed, and the people in the church, none of them got radiation poisoning. And so you can't ignore the ultimate protection. That's the spiritual protection from the good Lord himself.
Yeah, now we've been having other kinds of disasters too, quickly here. Flooding. We have a lot of snowfall that's been occurring every day. I mean, we've had snow where I am every day for over a week now, and sub-zero weather. And when that starts thawing out, you're going to have flooding. And if we get more precipitation, while it's thawing out, it's going to be rain, and you're going to have even more flooding. And disease tends to build up in areas where you have flooding.
A lot of moisture.
Right? Yeah. And other problems, molds, and and then there are earthquakes occurring in many places. California is having thousands of them where they would happen in a whole year. You know, 3,000 or so was the average some years ago, and they're having that many in a week or in a month.
Load this real quick. Out there in Southern California, there's a friend of mine listening to your show right now. She's been hearing explosions at nighttime in the remote desert area, which is right on the fault line, and everybody hears the explosions, don't know what it is or anything.
Like they're trying to precipitate an earthquake.
It sure seems like it, because now we're trying, I told her to study the intervals to see if there's a, we can get a correlation when we can expect the earthquake, but there's always an earthquake so many days after the explosion's done.
Yeah.
That's right. We're up against evil here.
Yeah, now we have also Yellowstone Park, which has had, this is as of about 3 or 4 days ago, there were over 900 tremors, we'll say, and one had reached 3.8 on the Richter scale. So you're getting into serious earthquake level. That means there's a lot of pressure building up and it can blow. Now, now there's speculation. I don't have proof. None of us can prove this without a serious, proper scientific investigation being conducted. But there are rumors that there have been nuclear devices or explosive devices of some sort put in the vicinity of the volcano to assist it in blowing. Mm-hmm. And I'm told that it would be about 60,000 times the power of the nuclear bomb that they dropped on Nagasaki and Hiroshima at the end of World War II. That is a tremendous amount of energy, and it'll be a world disaster. So being prepared covers a wide gamut. Now, you may say, well, maybe the earthquake won't affect me, or, you know, things fall in earthquakes. You could easily get bumped on the head or cut or exposed to something that wouldn't have happened had the earthquake not occurred. I've been through some horrendous earthquakes, and I can tell you I've had dishes flying out of cabinets and very strange things happening to physical objects that I don't think you could see happen if you tried to do it with your hands. Very, very strange energy anomalies occur.
True.
And fire start, and there can be residual explosions that occur because gas lines are erupting or there might be an accident at a filling station causing it to blow up and who knows? I mean, that's the nature of catastrophes. Now, is that fear-mongering, or is that considering things that could happen and being prepared for it?
I call that awareness, and exactly right, Don, being prepared. Being aware means being prepared.
Yes, so I hope Mark was listening tonight. He may have learned something.
And one thing's for sure, though, when it comes to protecting yourself, if you are concerned for infections or injuries, I promise everybody that my formulas will not disappoint. They'll come through to the rescue when you're in dire situation, whether it's an infection keeping you down or an injury laying you up. You'll be on your feet in no time with those products. They never fail.
Well, Michael, we are out of time and have been for a while here. We went over. But I thank you. Thank you for enduring my rant.
Don, it's always a pleasure being on your show. And, Don, don't apologize at all. I enjoy listening to you. I'm a fan.
Yeah, I'm a fan of yours, too. Folks, you need to know Michael is very active in bringing out a lot of his insights to listening audiences around the world throughout the day. I listen to a few shows while I'm doing my research, sort of one eye and one ear on my work and the other on what's being said. And usually Michael will call up with something very revealing and poignant in reference to the conversation that's taking place, and usually opens up people's eyes and their minds and their hearts. And we always appreciate having him on this show, as well as, you know, the occasional visits he makes on some other shows. So I'm happy to have you with us, and I know we're going to have you on again soon, so be looking for Michael Anthony. If you want to check out his products, go to my website, directlightproductions.com, and click on sponsors, and you'll see Michael Anthony's private stock. Michael's contact information is there, and he will consult with you. You can tell him if you're having some sort of a problem. He'll give you his recommendation, and then you can take it from there. It's up to you. No hard sell, no pressure.
No, I won't even charge for the consultation.
Yes, I know, which is a miracle in and of itself right there, you know, because generally you can't see an allopathic specialist without, you know, paying at least $100, and usually it's a lot
true,
more than that, just to say hi, how are you, you know.
That's true. Yeah, but it's part of the job.
Yeah.
I just want to help people when it comes to this capacity of what I do. I'm just trying to help people and get them well as cheaply as possible, because it's the way it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to cost you a fortune to get well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would, just as a closing comment here, I want to encourage folks to consider investing in a copy of Dr. Kasim Khalil's book, Wrongly Blamed. This book will really put an interesting perspective on the propaganda that you've been fed, and it'll open your mind to what we're talking about. You'll see that this has occurred, what I'm describing. I come from a place of awareness, to use Michael's term, and I've used that word quite often over the past 2 months, that what occurred on 9/11 was done to us intentionally, but not by 19 Arab hijackers with box cutters.
And, that's for sure.
And it's an absolutely brilliant book that describes in great detail. If you want to know what happened, you have to read that book. And it'll give you some insight into what we can do to change things. It has to. You'll stop believing and you'll start knowing. And that is the first step to empowerment. It really is. Michael, thank you for being on the show, and I look forward to the next time.
Always a pleasure. God bless, Don.
And I want to say goodnight to everyone. So special thanks to both Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, Seth Hendrick on the sound, and most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Have a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.